Welcome to Mindset Monday on the Synergy Mindset Coaching Podcast. I'm your host, Gina, a certified life coach, and today we're going to talk about taking control of your thoughts, reducing your stress so that you can flourish in this season of life. School is back, and for us professional moms, it can be a time of stress or joy. It's a lot of juggling time, managing lunches, putting on makeup, getting kids off to school, arranging after school care, commuting to work or business, answering emails, phone calls, fulfilling our duties, picking up our kids, organizing drop-off and pick-up for activities. There's homework, dinner, family time, reading, getting kids to bed, and then trying to find that couple hours a day so that you can have some time for self-care, reading, or going to bed early so that perhaps you have time to wake up in the morning and have a workout or some prayer time. Now, what if your mind is wandering all over the place while you're navigating through all these activities? You're putting on your makeup and you're thinking about what you need to do later in the day. Or you're on a coaching call, thinking about what you're going to be making for dinner. You're watching your child's soccer game, and when they score a goal, you're thinking about how your speech will be next week. On a side note, I just watched Click with my daughter, and if you haven't seen it and you enjoy Adam Sandler, I recommend checking it out. This is something that a lot of moms are struggling with, and you're not alone. Here's a couple things that you can do to start this season strong. The first one is self-care. You can start a morning routine that includes time for prayer or meditation, exercise, journaling about gratitude for a few minutes, reading while you enjoy a cup of coffee. A great resource is Hal's Miracle Morning. You can join it on Facebook. You can get the book in almost every language. And if you're a night owl, there's always a bubble bath in a good book. Taking good care of yourself is a great way to keep your mind clear. It's also an easy thing to postpone to make room for everything else. So consider scheduling at least 30 minutes a day, if not 2 hours each day, before you begin figuring out your schedule. Number two is to evaluate your commitments. With the committees at the office, your kids' school pack committee, the many positions that are filling up for you to support your kids' activities, your church's sign up for that Christmas concert that's going to be coming soon, and many other various activities that are popping up this season, it's a great time to evaluate what you've already committed to and what you're going to be committing to. When you consider the commitments that you will make, ask yourself these questions. Will this bring me joy? Will it use my talents or help me reach a goal? Will this give me more time with my family? Does it meet my values? Do I want to spend more time with these people? What is the time commitment? If there is financial costs, what are they? And will this matter in 5 years? Now, you're not going to meet every requirement on this list, but think about the ones that are most important to you. And just ask yourself these questions, because otherwise a lot of moms find they are committed to more activities or more committees than they actually have time to serve. One exercise I'm sharing with a lot of moms at this time of year is a mind dump. If you have never done anything like this before, consider doing a large one. And then consider doing this as a regular exercise. You can begin by writing everything down that's on your mind, and you can work through it in a day, or you can just do it all at once. Now snap a photo before you continue to write over it. Now the next thing you're gonna do is prioritize the items that you have written down into categories. Number one, things you must do today. Number two, things you need to do in the next week. Number three, things you need to do this month. Number four, long-term goals or things you need to do. And number five is things you want to file separately, such as your ideas. You could consider using an app like Evernote or the notes on your iPhone, or just keep a journal tucked into your briefcase or your pocket. Now scratch off everything else that you don't feel that you need anymore on that list. The first time I did this, my will was number four, long-term goals. It took me a whole year to complete it, and I celebrated when I crossed it off the list. Each day, you can begin your day, or perhaps do it the night before you go to sleep, in the same way. Write out everything you need to do in the day, and then order it in importance. and group it together. You can group together your phone calls, your emails, your time for writing or booking clients or running errands into chunks of time, which will help free up your time throughout the day. Now, hopefully this is a good start to help you organize the activities that you will do each day, as well as your thoughts. Working moms seem to have more to do in a day than possible to accomplish, but by focusing on what needs to be done, what you want to do, and giving yourself the time for self-care can make a big difference in your thoughts, your happiness, and your health. You can find all the links that were mentioned at synergymindsetcoaching.com/minddump. You may also subscribe to the newsletter so that you will get the new podcasts right to your mailbox. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.